400 years ago is when it all began, a tale to astound and beguile. That's when the temple priest placed a curse upon the man who plucked the gem from the forehead of the idol. John Tavernier, who stole the flawless stone, a diamond as blue as the sky. But little did he know that what he'd come to own meant he was fated to die. His fortunes took a turn for the worse when he succumbed to the jewel's pull. He became the first victim of the curse, torn apart by wolves. Though it's called the hope, it's brought naught but despair to those who do not heed the warning. Misfortune and death to all who would possess the jewel of India. King Louis XIV next owned this paragon. His offspring all soon were dead. And then his distant heir, in the French revolt, lost the diamond as well as his head. The jewel was sold to pay gambling debts, to covet it is a mistake. It's been bought and sold, causing many regrets, leaving ruin in its wake. Although it's called the hope, it's brought naught but despair to those who do not heed the warning. Misfortune and death for all who would possess the jewel of India.